AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Marching bands, floats, and thousands of spectators are bracing for a rare dose of New Year's Day rain for the prestigious Rose Parade in Southern California. Meantime, in New York City, hats and gloves are as necessary as noisemakers tonight for what could be the coldest midnight ball drop in Times Square in many years. Pope Leo closed out 2025 with a prayer that the city of Rome might be a welcoming place for foreigners and fragile people, young and old. Leo presided over a New Year's Eve Vespers service at St. Peter's Basilica.
As we prepare for tomorrow's celebration of the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, let us entrust the coming year to her maternal intercession.
The Pope is closing out the 2025 Holy Year. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on two bills rejected by President Trump.
Two natural resources bills that had been passed on a bipartisan basis had been vetoed by President Donald Trump. Republican lawmakers that supported the bills are crying foul and are accusing President Trump of political retaliation for those vetoes. Trump vetoed drinking water pipeline legislation from Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. Boebert was one of four House Republicans who sided with House Democrats early on to force the release of those files. In a social media post, Boebert suggests that the veto may have been political retaliation. In his letter to Congress, Trump mentions costs as the primary reason. Another bill vetoed by Trump would have given a tribe that had sued over the Florida Immigration Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, more control over their land. Trump appeared to acknowledge the tribe's opposition, saying that the tribe had actively sought to obstruct reasonable immigration policies by his administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed confidence in a military victory in Ukraine. This is AP News. New York City marks the new year and a new mayor.
Zoran Mamdani made bold promises to transform New York City as mayor, including free childcare, free buses, and a rent freeze on rent-stabilized apartments. But can he do it? The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist faces intense scrutiny. Republicans cast him as a liberal boogeyman. Even some Democrats deem him too far left. Also, his relationship with some of the city's Jewish community remains in tatters over his criticisms of Israel's government and support for Palestinian human rights. His rent-free plan may already face headwinds after the outgoing mayor made final appointments to a local board that determines annual rent increases for the city's rent-stabilized units. Mamdani has said he remains confident in his ability to enact the freeze. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.